KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Internet users around the world facing widespread disruption today because of a problem with Amazon's cloud computing service. Dozens of major online services and apps were down this morning. Folks on Snapchat, Fortnite, the McDonald's app, all reporting problems. A manhunt taking place across France following the jewel heist at the Louvre. Arthur Brand is a Dutch art investigator. He calls it the theft of the decade at the museum.
Targeting the Louvre, the world's most famous museum. It's as bad as it gets, especially for France, but also for the entire world.
The museum was supposed to be open again today, but it remains closed. Prince Andrew will still be a prince, but he's no longer the Duke of York anymore. Andrew agreeing to stop using his titles following years of suspicious business deals, inappropriate behavior, and his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein and others. President Trump says the U.S. could soon purchase beef from Argentina as a way to bring prices down. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There were organized protests all over Wisconsin and the nation over the weekend. Max Martinson reports.
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protest of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Civic media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, civic media reporter Shali Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets. For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Shali Pittman contributed reporting.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in-game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man. If I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Right now, it's 42.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Amy Gaither, director of a new show at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Then Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother drop by to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX. A Mad City state of mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
While traveling on Air Force One to the Middle East to celebrate the ceasefire, President Trump told reporters, "I don't think there's anything that's gonna get me into heaven." Then he paused for 10 full minutes, waiting for someone to say, "That's not true." Because Trump can't go to heaven. He's far too busy down here running hell.
Colin Jost. Okay. Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal.
Yep.
Coming up before the hour, all next hour.
Yeah,
we were mentioning California, as if we could hate him more. Gridlock rained Saturday on one of California's most vital freeways. We had to close a 17-mile stretch of I-5 in response to this. It's a measuring contest. That's what it was. The live artillery rounds were shot over the freeway. Mm-hmm. Yes, what could possibly go wrong? As you were saying, Chris, it caused massive traffic jams. It cost San Diego, Orange County. Newsom criticized the White House for failing to coordinate or share safety information, because of course they don't,
right,
ahead of this, you know, Marine Corps, whatever it was, that featured Vance. It's not safe for people to drive on a major freeway at high speeds directly under live munitions, he wrote. White House not communicating, endangering the public, and then trying to blame the governor for doing the right thing, keeping people out of harm's way. Yet another day living in Trump's authoritarian America. I mean, and then as we were saying, an unexploded round or something fell into one of this, you know, cops' cars that was accompanying Vance, proving Governor Newsom's point.
It was a pretty big chunk of metal that person was holding.
Meanwhile, Illinois, Chicago, representing, of course.
Throughout history, we've learned that tyranny doesn't arrive with dramatic proclamations. Most times it comes quietly, wrapped in the language of law and order, with fingers pointed at someone who doesn't look like you, promising safety while demanding that we sacrifice our neighbors. Today, we're here to say with one voice that there is an existential threat to our constitutional republic. This is not a political choice. This is a moral imperative.
One more, Governor Pritzker, Saturday.
Tyranny requires your fear, your silence, and your compliance. Democracy requires your courage. And tyranny depends on good people doing nothing. It requires us to accept the unacceptable, to rationalize the irrational, to normalize the abnormal. But tyranny also fails when ordinary people refuse to cooperate, when they say no kings and they mean it. So Donald Trump, stay the hell out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot mic, hot mic.
Yes.
Audio feedback. Uh-huh. Yeah, we were saying as audio professionals, my favorite was Jacob Soboroff on MSNBC said, I've never interviewed a unicorn live. Just like, but how far you push the mic in before you hit nose.
How far do you push?
But so you get good audio.
Yeah.
In a, yeah, how far do you push the mic into a unicorn's face? Yeah. Anyway, he said the unicorn.
The unicorn said, okay,
yeah,
all right.
We're here peacefully protesting, looking as ridiculous as we can, just so maybe we can appeal to the president, because he is a ridiculous leader that is normalizing abuse of power, and we cannot stand and act like nothing is happening. I love it because it's a huge middle finger to the whole, like, oh, they're all violent terrorists, right?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the inflatable chicken breakdancing in front of the line of cops?
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Was it a boy unicorn or a girl unicorn?
Yeah, who can say?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know.
Did we lift its tail to find out?
Paula. Jacob Soboroff. Paula the Bear said, I am not a radical. I'm just here to promote democracy and no kings. When asked if she was part of Antifa or a radical. And Soboroff reported, no Antifa inside the bear.
Yeah, Jacob had a sense of humor, too. Good.
Okay. As no kings number protests swelled across the country, Kelly McEnany.
Oh, my God. Kelly.
It's Kelly. Doubted the crowds were as large as even her own reporter claimed. You knew that Fox was going to put on this no matter what happened.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? So McEnany said, I've got to be honest, the Trump rallies look bigger than what we're seeing. No.
There's never been 7 million people at a Trump rally.
This is the bubble they have to live in Fox News. She said, not sure there's a huge anti-Trump appetite here across the country. These are the largest protests in history.
Yep.
The Fox reporter said, just here in Atlanta, organizers expect up to 10,000 people. That's checking out from what we're seeing so far. You see the sea of people holding signs, chanting, several speakers so far, and they are fired up. So then McEnany.
Oh, my God.
Kelly.
It's not Kelly.
It's Kelly. Okay.
She said,
before Caroline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because reporters, would you be a reporter calling me Kelly?
Excuse me, Kelly?
It's Kelly.
Oh, she'd get pissed.
That was just a brief impression. It's been a while.
Well,
back in the memory banks. So she brought on a MAGA influencer.
Oh,
she said
naturally.
Who's a bigger expert in protests than...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the reporter that's there on the ground saying it's huge. He said, you're in Portland and it's a different beast and it gets pretty violent there at night. Oh, yeah. Those inflatable dance-offs look like... Woo! And Kelly said, the poor residents.
God.
Can I just say, Portland looks like they're having the most fun ever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like sing-alongs, inflatable dance-offs. I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks more torn.
You know what? I should have invested in the inflatable costume industry.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Opportunity missed.
Damn.
Sorry. Do we do 5-5? Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
I just want to say to every single person who showed up today, you give me hope. Don't lose that fire, because we need it now more than ever. This fight will be long, but this fight is important. Today and every day, we persist.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Sarah Parker, the No Kings organizer.
It was overwhelmingly peaceful. I think we really pushed back against the smear campaign that we saw for the last 2 weeks. And I was in D.C. and I saw courage. I saw joy. I saw, even in the moment of grief, because we see what's happening in D.C., I saw hope.
Yep. By Bill Nye, where was he at the D.C. one?
Uh-huh.
He warned No Kings protesters they're facing a possible end of our republic thanks to Trump and his group of Confederates. He went on to accuse the current administration of not accepting scientific fact. Bill Nye, he's the science guy.
Yes.
And he just
still have that science.
He just received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this year.
I know.
Which is amazing. I love that.
Is there a nerd walk? Is there a nerd section?
Oh, he was my favorite. He was my favorite in like fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah.
He was the best.
He taught science in the most accessible way possible.
Yeah.
So my friends and I are going to the Hollywood, and I said, I can't believe we're having this conversation in the year 2025 where we're like, we were wearing, hats and sunglasses and everything they told us to. I cannot believe we're like afraid of our own government.
Yeah.
And because this report just came out, ICE has signed a slew of contracts for surveillance software in recent weeks, including facial recognition and remote hacking technology that could be used against American citizens. After Trump's executive order designating Antifa a terrorist organization, new surveillance purchased by ICE can now be wielded against the general population. They've been expanding their fleet, for instance, of small remote-controlled drones, which has been using to film protesters. I mean,
yep.
I wish I could. I knew I saw any of them so I could flip them off. But I know I almost brought ID, and then I'm like, you know what? That I'm not bringing ID to me. I'm an American citizen, but this is the kind of fear they have us living in everywhere, right? Hey, yeah, yeah. Yes, Laura Ingraham and one of her douchebag competitors ruthlessly mocked the No Kings protest as a grievance party for people who have nothing else to do. Yeah, that's it. The douchebag said, Laura, when I first heard these things were No King protests, I thought this is a RuPaul thing. You know, no kings, only queens. Okay. Can you make them stop trying to do comedy?
Yeah.
Can we supply them with writers? Something. Laura said, it's like bad hippie karaoke, right? It's so bad. Okay.
Laura Ingraham just joined the board of Donald Trump Jr.'s new company.
Oh, did he? Did she?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what company is that?
It is a special purpose acquisition company called...
Grifters Inc.
Columbia Acquisition Corp.
Oh, not Grifters
3.
Inc. Okay. Greg Abbott said he was going to deploy the Texas National Guard to the No Kings Pro. I mean, this was so ridiculous when you saw how peaceful these protests were.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they were fear-mongering ahead of time. The organizer there said, our cities are not war zones or military training grounds. We do not need unnecessary display of force at the expense of taxpayers on a peaceful protest. Greg Abbott wants to incite violence against the crowd, try to make you afraid to come out exactly like a king or those protecting a king would. Thank you. Mike Johnson, was he still, okay, he's mm-hmm. still fear-mongering. Uh-huh. Here we go.
If President Trump was a king, the government would be open right now. If President Trump was a king, they would not have been able to engage in that free speech exercise out on the mall, by the way, which was open because President Trump hasn't closed it. In the last shutdown, 2013 era, President Obama closed the National Mall and allowed people to engage in all this. So, I mean, they needed a stunt, they needed a show.
Okay, Trump told Fox Business he is not a king ahead of the No Kings protest while insisting the ongoing government shutdown gives him the power to unilaterally cut federal
yeah.
programs.
Yeah.
Like a king.
Right, exactly.
Same sentence.
Yeah.
Like a king.
Yeah.
Unilaterally.
Right. I love how he said, I'm not a king because I actually work.
Yeah, no, you don't.
No. Well, he doesn't work, and B, there's more to being a king than just being lazy. You know, being a king is also being a dictator.
Okay. George Santos, or as we know him and love him, Katara Ravache. Freely sprung from prison.
Yeah, he made the tours this weekend.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who were upset with President Biden, who pardoned his entire family before he left office in an unprecedented move. So pardon me if I'm not paying too much attention to the curl clutching of the outrage of my critics and of the people predominantly on the left who are going to go out there and try to make a big deal out of something like this.
Did he say curl clutching?
Yes.
I think he did.
Oh, dear. Has he ever had a pearl necklace, do you think?
On him, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's my point. First of all, none of Biden's family did anything wrong. He pardoned them, and smartly so, obviously, because of the vindictive prosecutions we're seeing now. They were not charged with or guilty of anything. Oh, my God. He pled guilty to all of these counts. Gennaro says, no, MAGA supporters better never tell me Trump eradicated corruption and cleaned the swamp. To date, 18 politicians accused of corruption have been pardoned or granted commutations. Additionally, 3 have been found to have directly defrauded MAGA supporters. Steve Bannon,
yep.
for one. And Ron Filipowski says the 105 House Republicans who condemned George Santos and voted to expel him from Congress are strangely silent about Trump springing him from prison after a very short stint. They are all terrified of King Donald. Thank you. Oh, Mike Johnson only has, you know, what is it called? Christian redemption?
Uh-huh.
Just only for Republicans, oh, yeah. though. Right?
The Constitution gives the President of the United States the full power of pardon and clemency and commutation.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to do that here. You know, I hope George Santos will make the most of this second chance at life. As a Christian, I believe in redemption. I believe in second chances.
Has he ever, ever said that about a Democrat of any kind?
I looked at Bella and her eyes were rolling back so far back into her head.
She can no longer see the board. Reminder, George Santos.
Are you okay?
Yes. Okay. Pled guilty to wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, fraud tied to COVID unemployment benefits, misusing campaign funds, and lying about his finances on house disclosure forms. He admitted to all of it. Mm-hmm. He is guilty. One last post. All the convicted felon Republicans love Trump since he's created an environment where they know they can crime as much as they want without any consequences. Oh, there's George's. God bless President Donald J. Trump, the greatest president in U.S. history.
I just think I'm going to barf.
Mike Nellis, our alpha liberal, yes. Our pal, said Trump commuting George Santos' sentence confirms my deep belief that he's going to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell, Diddy, yes. and anybody else willing to be a useful idiot for his corruption and fascism. I hate to say I agree.
I totally see that coming. Yeah. Would not be surprised in the least.
And no. You're right, Chris. Half the time it's just about how do I own the libs?
Absolutely.
This was how do I own the libs right before the No Kings thing.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
I know. I'll act like a king.
Yep.
Hey.
And then when the libs react, they laugh. They point and laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 20 minutes. Yeah, says the whiny snowflake babies that get mad at the Cracker Barrel guy and God knows what other... 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance. Yes, I know I've been, Michael on Blue Spies has been quite active about all my, you know, my No Kings protest pictures and how dewy and young I look.
Oh.
It's because of Vibrance.
Thank you, Vibrance.
Thank you. Why, yes, thank you. Vibrance Super C Serum. That's all you need is this one bottle. It can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients. What do you got in there? Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. It delivers noticeable results. Get your face up in my face. Simplify your own routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. 37% off and free shipping. Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, every Sunday morning, my puppies and I pile onto the couch, coffee in hand, cartoons on, wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transform my sleep. Made from viscose from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so I actually sleep cooler. Silky smooth, breathable, built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every single night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. My code is Stephanie for up to 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Because home isn't just where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth one more time. That's CozyEarth.com. Don't forget to type in Stephanie for that 20% off. CozyEarth.com.
The proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Text fees may apply.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. EA Electronics.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
Huh? What?
Hold on. What'd you say?
Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world.
Oh. Yeah, Anita, changing the world in San Antonio. Hi, Anita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think they're coping so hard because they know they could never get millions of Americans out protesting like that.
Yeah.
First of all, they don't really have a lot to protest about. And even on Jan 6th, there was only about 20,000 people there,
right,
and they weren't peaceful. We had millions of people out peacefully protesting.
I think it was only 10,000. I think it was 10,000, actually, January 6th.
Yeah. Well, was there only 10,000? Yeah, there was like 200,000 No Kings protesters in Washington, D.C. alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I went to one in a little town outside of San Antonio, and I think there was one of those drones up there.
Probably.
Because it looked official, and it was pretty big.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but even that little protest, we had a couple thousand people, and that's a very small town.
Yeah. I remember when, you know, the Republicans were the small government party. Remember that? Now they're the party of surveillance drones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. Quote of the day, Chris, who said... Hold, please. How much horse do you have before you realize your alpha male is just an 80-year-old dude with early dementia spray tanning his face on at 3 a.m. while rage tweeting about Rosie? Who said that?
Quick draw, McGraw.
No, that was broadcaster Joe Rogan.
Mm.
Who said to Trump, you suck, you are fat, you are a joke, you are stupid, you're not funny. You're not as smart as you think you are. Who said that?
Nick Fuentes.
Oh, come on. Play the game. He has lost the Nazis, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
This is white nationalist Nick Fuentes blasted Trump in a rant last week, calling him a weird guy who's not right in the head. Okay. Well, we're going to agree.
We'll take it. Mm-hmm. Welcome to our side, Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, welcome. Uh-huh. Okay, a lot of people, thoughts about George Santos. Trump just commuted a sentence of George Santos. What a travesty. There is no justice in America, none, when the GOP is in charge. Just naked, ugly political favoritism. This is why these people all think they can break the law with absolute impunity. Yeah, because they can. Stephen Colbert compared the last 9 months of this hell to giving birth to an unvaccinated porcupine. I had a male comic I used to live with that was trying to explain to men what childbirth feels like, and he said it's like peeing out a kitten. That's pretty close. Yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah.
Probably unclawed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate in Wisconsin. Hello, Kate.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We didn't do the downtown Milwaukee one because we knew it was just going to be insanely busy.
Yeah.
So we went to a little suburb with a friend of ours, and it was her first protest. And she was so worried. But I took 100 flags and I handed them out, and they were gone within, like, I don't know, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was 1,000+ people there, and it was is one of the reddest districts in the state of Wisconsin. And we had tons of people driving by and honking, and it was so much fun, and people were dancing, and just, it was great. And there was one MAGA guy, I felt bad for him. He just was trying with everybody. It was like watching the nerdiest dude at school try to get a date. It was
All right, Cliff Schechter coming up.
Still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious. Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
criticized Time magazine for using a bad picture of him on the cover, saying, quote, they disappeared my hair. And I got to agree, that thing do look waxed.
Michael Che, SNL. Oh, by the way, the biggest issue facing America, not anything, no kings, nothing happened. Pickled eggs on bars was our subject on Friday.
Yes.
Coffee Music says pickled eggs are still on the bar in small bars all over the country. Now they use tongs to remove them from the jar, though. We're not animals. Because you used to put your hand
stick
in there.
I'm sure the brine would kill off any germs or anything.
That's like the haunted house when you were growing up, right? You put your hand in. It's eyeballs. And it's a bunch of hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, spaghetti.
Spaghetti brains. It's brains. Put your hands. It's blood.
You never did that?
It was ketchup. It was just a thing.
No, I'm sure
we were on a budget. We're just here.
For us, they were peeled grapes for eyeballs.
Oh. Yeah, oh, that's probably better than the hard-boiled eggs. Feels, okay.
Yeah.
The ketchup was, you know. It's just blood.
Blood.
Which you couldn't really see because you were blindfolded.
Right. Yeah.
She didn't see it was red. Whatever. Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of food, we can see how different we are. You watched a British baking show where it was meringue week.
It was meringue week.
Yeah.
The drama.
There was drama.
I watched the entire series of The Diplomat last night, which is Carrie Russell's hot. And also kind of a whore. She's an ambassador slash whore.
Oh.
You like a lot of hot sex.
You like hot whores.
Oh, yeah. Allison Janney and Bradley Whitford play a married couple. She plays the president. It's like a little mini West Wing reunion. It's fantastic. Okay. Michael says the outrage if Obama or Biden had posted a video of them dumping on America, Fox would still be playing that on a loop years later. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick of, it's just a weekday, right? By the way, I've been saving this guest the quote all weekend for you. Who said, what I don't have an experience, I make up for in integrity. And what Andrew Cuomo lacks in integrity, he could never make up for with experience.
Ed Koch.
No. That's a really, really bad guess.
Okay.
No. Mondami. Okay. He
killed it.
He totally pantsed Cuomo.
That line, the clip when they asked him if he has ever legally purchased cannabis at a shop, he's smiling the whole time and just says, yes, I have. Cuomo says no. And then the third guy goes, I was shot 5 times and I used
medical
cannabis,
marijuana.
Like, okay.
Yeah, he is so fast on his feet.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I saw some more of the clips and he's just, I think he's fantastic. Oh, this just in, a federal jury just acquitted Sidney Reed of assault against ICE officers. This is the woman Trump hacked Jeanine Pirro. I think this is the third time she tried to. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Failure.
Where's my drunk music?
She's a failure.
I'm just guessing.
Pete Hegseth.
Yes, sir.
What's this horrible? Get the fireball and get it here.
Fireball's not horrible.
What do you think they do shots with? I'm going to say fireball.
Although the last time I was at a bar, and the bartender says, you want a shot? I said, yeah. He said, what do you want? I said, fireball. He said, what are you, a girl?
What?
Wow, homophobic bartender.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, I can never drink fireball again.
You had a bad night with it?
I had a bad night with it.
I don't, mommy doesn't do the hard liquors.
No.
It tastes like a hot tamale, a red hot.
I hate those. Oh God, I hate those. And I got those on Halloween. Ew.
No, fireball, when you first discover it, is life changing.
It's like, oh my God, I can do shots.
Until you have a bad night with it.
Yeah.
All right. Do you do Drunks Mind if I continue the show?
Sorry.
Hi, Pete and Encino. Hi, Pete.
Hi. I went to the Studio City rally, and I was looking for Jody Hamilton because she had said that's the venue she was going to, but I couldn't find her.
She was there with Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, of course, there were thousands of people, so it's not a surprise.
Right.
But I also saw a couple of drones up in the sky, and I tried to film them, but they're so small up there, and the glare makes you not able to see the video on your phone, so I wasn't able to really capture it. But there were at least two different ones that I saw that day.
Yeah, I would have flipped a big bird if I saw one. I didn't see one. Just, double salute. Okay. Trump just said yesterday, I don't think any president has ever ended a war, one war, and I did eight of them. Kind of feels like we're all living in a giant mental hospital with him. That is what it feels like. Yeah. I hate
Grandpa.
To say it.
That's not
said any of us that have lost a parent to Alzheimer's or dementia. I'm just saying, it's what it feels like. You just are like, oh, okay, Grandpa. Yes, you ended eight wars. This is what they, like, the staff would tell me. Mm-hmm. Like, don't argue.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because it doesn't do any good, you know, right. to try to correct them or right. go away. But that's what I'm telling you. It's like, okay. All right, Rock and Roll Mama says, kind of rich watching Dr. Oz say people are underbabied. I blame you, Bella. This is on you. Mine's this is all crust down here. You're the one. We're underbabied, apparently, according to Dr. Oz and Bobby Kennedy. Uh-huh. In the only developed nation with no paternity leave, no universal health care, outlandish inflation, and unaffordable housing. Mm-hmm. Oh, and a decade of chaos brought to you by the GOP. But get to breeding, Bessie.
Yep.
That's, I know. Why they don't want to do anything to make it easier, right, to have kids.
No, it's impossible in this economy. Yeah. Someone my age, you cannot do it. Yeah. It's nearly impossible. Yeah. I had coworkers at my last jobs who were, you know, approaching their mid-30s who still shared the same sentiment. They were like, we can't do it.
Right.
They were in long-term relationships and neither parties wanted kids.
We put you in this vice between, like, student debt, unaffordable housing, and you know, and then no help.
It's really unfortunate, too, because the choice has, for me and other women my age, has always been you either have a family, you get married and you have a family, or you go to college and get a career, because the money you're going to make in your, you know, early 20s, mid-20s, it's going to go to one or the two.
Yeah.
One or the other, you know?
I'm pretty sure this whole experience is going to turn her into a trad wife eventually. She's going to be like, you know, better than grandma and the centipedes in the basement.
Might as well. No.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think
it would take an insane, like, something insane to change my mind on that.
I don't think Jack would be down with that either.
Jack doesn't want a kid. No. We've talked about this so many times, and that's why him and I have been together so long, because we share the same sentiment. We want the same things in life. We both want careers. We want to pay off our student debt.
I know Bobby Kennedy still listens to me. He's like,
he has six kids.
These kids today have a good big chip on their shoulder, and it's very unattractive. They must have babies and the Aquitaine.
See, she laughs at my old dead person impressions.
You matched up about three different movies.
We believe in recycling, and I'm recycling that impression because it's perfect now for Bobby Kennedy.
Okay. He has six kids, none of them with Cheryl Hines.
I think seven.
Google says six. People magazine says six.
I thought he said seven. Oh, God. Okay.
Parade magazine says six.
Oh, well, what? Parade magazine must know then.
They said that right next to Howard Hughes.
That dog's so big. That dog is bigger than Marmaduke. All right, one last one. Suburb Lifestyle says, to everyone who hates the idea of non-citizens getting medical treatment in an American ER, what if you were in a foreign country and got in a car accident and they refused you medical help because you're not a citizen?
Yeah.
Thank you. This should be just about humanity, our shared humanity. I can't even believe this is, like, up for debate again. Should we let people bleed out in emergency rooms? And once again, that's the only benefits, the illegal. Oh, God, I can't, Chris. I can't. I talked to an immigrant friend of mine this weekend, and I'm telling you, it is so infuriating. Mm-hmm. They work harder than anybody I know. They pay all of this into the system. Yeah. They pay taxes. Yeah. They do work Americans do not f-ing want to do. And it's and they do not get benefits, like we were saying, unless you know they end up in the ER.
Right.
And that's, like, by the way, what is it, 0.5% or something of Medicaid that, you know, that involves. Anyway, all right, Hakeem Jeffries on the healthcare debate.
There have been votes on the Affordable Care Act tax credits in both the House and the Senate throughout the year. And Republicans have repeatedly voted against extending those tax credits because they care more about George Santos and freeing him than they do about providing health care to everyday Americans.
Sue in Rockville, hello. How do you do?
Hi there. So we made it through two rallies, but no one paid us. We're still waiting. We're looking for the money.
Get in line.
And so I guess we'll just have to bask in the glow of being among over 7 million people. And I just want to have a give a message to Mike Johnson, to the Republicans, to the MAGA, to the Trump regime. I want to tell you all that all of those people there really come under one term, and that term is called voters.
Yep.
And if they think that the people who were out there were only Democrats, they're not paying attention. And if they think they can gerrymander and cheat their way into winning the next election, they're forgetting the fact that people do think, and people are finally up to the reality. They have been closed for weeks. They're getting paid.
Yeah.
We are not.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't think voters are going to forget that.
Yep, I agree. I agree. Tracy, and that's part of the, it is kind of a big get out the vote rally, too. That's the other reason for it. Tracy in Mesa, Arizona on their No Kings rally there. Hey, Trace.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I had an early gig on Saturday, and it would have been too much of a time crush. But the gig I played was a Latin gig. And in the back of my mind, you know, so I was playing a bunch of cumbias and salsa and stuff. And I was... In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I wonder if ICE is going to show up at this thing. But, you know, anyway, I have a lot of friends who went, and they said it was really great and really a lot of fun and, you know, no violence or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, hey, Chris, I sent you an article from the Arizona Republic. Did you get that?
I got a lot of email. What did you send?
There was a story in the Sunday paper about the history of lesbian bars in Phoenix.
Oh
yes.
Wait, why'd you send it to him? Send it to me.
Well, because it's a Phoenix reference, and yes. I said share it with Stephanie.
All right.
But read it, and I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for
okay.
that. All right.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic.
I went to one lesbian bar when I lived there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was nice.
All right.
It was very...
By the way, Chris is lying. He says every day, I only get like one email a day. Why doesn't anyone ever write to me?
Oh.
Just kidding.
Right.
Write to Chris now. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Native Path College. And why? Because 40 miles on my bike and then marchy, Hollywood,
yeah.
No Kings. I'm telling you,
sheesh.
Collagen, the most abundant protein in your body, your natural supply, drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It's good for your hair, your nails, your skin, you name it, your digestion. Go now. Check out the top five collagen warnings because you got to get the right stuff. And you also get a special offer. It's a quick read that can save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price for the best collagen and free shipping. The offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks, Doc.
WMDX Madison, where the cheese is sharp and the vibes are chill. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The price to park at Dane County Regional Airport and the Alliant Energy Center could soon go up. Right now, it costs about $8 for most cars to park at the Alliant Energy Center. The county board is considering raising that to $10. At the airport, the maximum daily rate for the surface lot would go from $8 to $12, and at the economy lot, it would go from $6 to $10. Parking costs at the airport have stayed the same since 2008. County board documents show raising the prices would bring in at least an extra $1.4 million every year. The county's Public Works and Transportation Committee has approved these changes. Eventually, they'll go to the full county board. Meanwhile, as it gets colder here, there are more flights to warm destinations. Starting this week, the Dane County Regional Airport will have new nonstop flights to Phoenix and Fort Myers. And then in a couple weeks, there will be a new one to Miami, too. The airport director says there's high demand for these trips, and this summer was the busiest on record for the airport. And Wisconsin's favorite convenience store is no longer taking pennies. Here's Connie Fellman.
No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
That's Connie Fellman. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Current temperature is 46.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a very disconcerting and busy news and sports weekend. We will sit down and discuss it all with our friend and colleague of Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Guard and his use of ice. Well, got news for you. We are going to keep pushing back.
Yep.
He said he would prefer not to use the act, but if politicians like J.B. Pritzker keep verbally and legally you mean if J.B. Pritzker says mean things and hurt his fifis? Yeah, that's right in the Insurrection Act, right? If someone hurts the fifis? of the whiny baby. Mm-hmm. Is that in there?
Mm-hmm.
Who keep verbally and legally battling him. He said, I can use the Insurrection Act. 50% of the presidents almost have used it. No. He always just pulls numbers right out of his ass. Yes, I believe he said, I can use the Insurrection Act. 50% of the presidents almost. It's been used by 15 presidents out of 45. That would not be.
No.
The last time was the L.A. riots, George H.W. Bush, which at least were actual riots.
Right.
There is nothing.
That was an emergency.
Going on
right.
in Portland or Chicago or wherever. He said, our cities that are Democrat run exclusively just about our unsafe cities are a disaster. Once again, Mandami made that point. Mm-hmm. Top 10 cities, mm-hmm. all Republican run with the most, you know, murders, most crime, you name it. They just, oh my God, lie and lie. Oh, since we're on the subject of lying, here's Mike Johnson again.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We're fighting for health care as well, not just in word, but in deed. We put it in the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Families Tax Cut, real reforms to Medicaid to make it work better, to preserve the program, because we had illegal aliens receiving benefits. We had young, able-bodied men who were not working. They don't have dependents. They were riding the wagon. We cleaned that up in our bill. In their counterproposal, what Chuck Schumer is arguing for is he wants to reverse those reforms.
Okay. Representative Delito Grijalva on her
Representative-elect
on her non-working office that he gave her.
Hi, friends. Adelita Grijalva, Congresswoman-elect from Arizona. We got access to the office. Check out this super cool printer. I can't print to it, though, because I don't have a government email. So in the office, we have several desktops. They have an administrator passcode. I don't have that. Yes, I have access to an office, but it's kind of like someone saying, here's a car, and it doesn't have an engine, gas, or tires.
She does have a musician, it sounds like, though.
That was a xylophone player?
It
was a TikTok video.
Oh, correct. Yes, I know that. Okay. Yes. Yeah, he said she should get to work. She's got working anything, right. To her point there. Bella, could you take your organ out for me, please? Okay. You know what? I'll use that in lieu of Guess the Quote music.
Oh, is this a guest
Who
quote?
Said, mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, let's do this. Maybe I can get it this time.
That music is a hint. Who said the institution of slavery is not inherently evil? It's not inherently evil to own another human being. It's very important that every Christian affirm what I just said. Not only should they affirm it, every Christian in today's society should be able to defend what I just said. Every Christian should be able to defend it. Christians in America have been led astray on this topic. They've been led to believe things that the Bible doesn't teach. When we go beyond the Bible, there are dire consequences. Who said that?
Dishonest John.
No, that would be Pete Hegseth's pastor said that.
They let him say that?
He has all previously called for executing adulterers and LGBTQ people. Oh, hasn't Hegseth admitted to adultery multiple times? I think so.
Also, he demands the people around him be fit and hairless.
Right.
So.
Uh-huh. He has called for executing doctors that offer abortions and transgender health care. That would be Pete Hegseth's pastor. Okay.
I'm sure there's a scandal buried in there somewhere.
A totally unrelated story about racism. So, you know the racist chats with the, you know, young Republican douchebags?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can we continue to put young in air quotes?
Yes.
Please?
Yeah. 40.
Yeah.
Wow. Gavin Wax is the chief of chief of staff in the Office of Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs at the State Department, is facing backlash from his own allies after a bombshell Political Report revealed messages from a Telegram chat made up of, oh, good, they put young Republicans
good,
in quotes.
Good.
The 31-year-old obtained and leaked the messages. So they're just mad at the guy that leaked it. They're not mad that they're a bunch of Nazis.
Right.
They're mad that someone outed them.
Leaked it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leaked the message. Oh, he did it to settle a longstanding feud with Peter Gunta, the former chair of the New York State Republican Club, who was implicated. Once friends, they found themselves at odds over a photo with then-presidential candidate Trump during his campaign rally. Sources close to Gunta said the Daily Beast had that a communication resulted in Wax being left out of the photo with Trump, for which he blamed Gunta. Okay, so they were just fighting about something totally unrelated, but he's the bad guy because he leaked about
the
other racist douchebags.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the one who told. He told mom.
He once called for deporting Mamdani back to Uganda. So that's.
Wow.
He's also awful. Fight, 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 big bag of rats. but he outed the other rats. All right, we will talk to Cliff Schechter about all of this next.
92.7 WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Tom and Christy Manis, travel writers.
And I'm rich. I got a George Soros check, seven figures. Unbelievable.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Amazon's cloud computing service experienced a major outage today, disrupting services around the world, including Snapchat, Roblox, Amazon's Ring, and Alexa services. Most have now been restored as they continue looking into exactly what happened. Detectives in Paris keeping the Louvre closed for another day following the jewel heist on Sunday morning. The thieves making off with priceless French crown jewels.
The raid lasted all of 7 minutes before they escaped on scooters. But the gang seems to have dropped the 200-year-old crown of Empress Eugenie, Napoleon's wife. It was damaged but recovered at the scene.
That's ABC's James Longman in Paris outside the museum. Prince Andrew agreeing to give up his royal titles, including the Duke of York, following years of scandals and questions about his acquaintances, including one-time friend Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump hosting the Prime Minister of Australia at the White House, an Oval Office meeting coming up shortly. This is ABC News.